Chicago police and the FBI are investigating the murders of the husband and mother of a federal judge. Judge Joan Lefkow found the bodies of her husband and mother yesterday evening when she returned home from work. Judge Lefkow was the target of a failed murder-for-hire plot for which a white supremacist was convicted last year, and now the judge and her surviving family members are under the guard of federal marshals. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper reports.
Chicago police say Judge Joan Humphrey Lefkow made the gruesome discovery shortly after 5:30 last night. Her mother, 89-year-old Donna Humphrey, who had been visiting from Colorado, and her husband, labor attorney Michael Lefkow, had been shot to death in the basement. Police say there were signs of forced entry into the home and that they collected a lot of physical evidence. But beyond that, Chicago Deputy Police Superintendent Hiram Grau told reporters they would provide few details about the investigation.
The questions you have are the same ones we have, and we are working around the clock to get them answered.
Among those questions are possible links to hate groups, including a white supremacist group formerly known as the World Church of the Creator, and its founder, 33-year-old Matthew Hale of Peoria. Hale is currently in a federal prison after being convicted last year of solicitation to commit murder and obstruction of justice. He tried to hire an FBI informant to kill Judge Lefkow after she ruled against Hale and held him in contempt of court in a civil copyright infringement case. Chicago Police Chief of Detectives Jim Malloy.
There is much speculation about possible links between this crime and the possible involvement of hate groups. This is but one facet of our investigation. We are looking in many, many directions, but it would be far too early to draw any definitive links.
In the quiet, upscale neighborhood where the judge lives, residents are shocked.
It's tragic. It's awful.
John Pratt lives a block away and was out walking his dog near the Lefkow's home this morning. He says neighbors have heard rumors about hate groups targeting the family.
I hope it is that case, because if it's not, then that's even a little more scarier. Somebody's out there randomly just going in.
Other neighbors say it's also frightening that a family in public service may have been targeted for working for justice. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.